Low Tide steals a march. It goes a length in front of Guaranteed, who's slowly but surely bridging the gap. But Bow Tide packing plenty, and Bow Tide wins another Group 1 here at Menangle.
Now, on TAS Racing Talk, time to talk harness racing.
Time for some harness racing action now on TAS Racing Talk. And who better to speak to than the co-development manager of harness racing in Tasmania, Kevin Nielsen. How are you, Kev?
Yeah, fine, thanks, Shane.
Now, the news not that flash on the champ, Bow Tide.
He was expected to go round in the $100,000 Ballarat Pacing Cup this Saturday night, another Group 1 event for a little champion. But the connections weren't 100% happy. I understand that the horse looks well, he's been working well, but might have been just a slight down in one of the bloods or something. And I think, as they've done all along, Shane, they've made sure the horse is 100% right before they start him. Now, from what I can gather, they may well have started him on Saturday night and he may well have won, but they don't take any risk with the little champion, and his next run is expected to be in the $400,000 Victoria Cup at Melton on Saturday night, the 31st of January. So he's got plenty of time to get over that minor hiccup.
Yeah, certainly. Let's hope he can make it through in full flight for the big one at the end of January. Now, we had Carrick on Friday night. Unfortunately, some heavy rain throughout the night caused a few problems. The last three races forced to be called off, but it was winning doubles for a couple of the top drivers in the state.
Mark Gowell and Gareth Rattray certainly enjoyed the first six races, and they ended up with a double each out of those six races. And Mark's got a perfect record on both Mr. Pinjarra and Saab Quality. He won with him at Burnie the previous Friday night, and of course at Carrick, and Saab Quality fortnight before at Launceston on Friday the 21st of November is the first time that Mark had driven Saab Quality, and he won with the horse there. Mr. Pinjarra, I think, is a good example of how well Zeke Slater places his horses in Tasmania. He seems to find horses that are probably middle-of-the-road horses, which I think are in a lot of stables, in fact, probably the majority of stables. But he's been able to place this former New South Wales horse who had won 7 from 43 in southern New South Wales prior to coming to Tasmania in late September, placed him very well to win three of his six Tasmanian starts and start progressing through the classes. And, of course, Saab Quality, well, he's the king of the claimers, had his first drive and win on him, as I said, at Launceston a couple of weeks back, and he just continues to dominate the claimers, Saab Quality. Gareth Rattray, outstanding form in recent weeks, another double. And the first winner for him was Angel or Demon for Sassafras trainer Shelley Barnes, and how impressive was his first start of four-year-old mare. Won by 16 metres, a closing half of 58.3, by far the best at Carrick last Friday night. And looks to have every chance to improve on that record, Angel or Demon, as she has drawn, probably will end up with a pole because the emergency's drawn barrier one in race one at Launceston on Sunday night, the $7,000 final of that series. Ange Christie, the other winner for Gareth Rattray, trained by Andrew Rawlings. She certainly appreciated the significant drop in class, speared to the front from all wide draw, controlled the race one by 5.5 metres. Interesting to reflect on Gareth's season. Well documented that he was getting over an illness in August and early September. And he's certainly back to his brilliant best now. At his first, he missed the first two meetings of the season, Shane, in September. At the next four, it took him till almost the end of the fourth meeting on the 12th of October to get his first win of this season, being La Ebony Keita. And from there, he just charged through the table to be again back to the familiar position we expect him to be, at the top. He's got 20 wins. Todd's right behind him. Todd Rattray, 18 wins. And then Ricky Duggan on 14 and Rowan Hillier on 10. And Rowan Hillier produced an impressive first up winner pro yard in the first at Carrick last Friday night. Created a big impression. Unfortunately, during the run, I think it's got onto its knee, opened the knee up a little, just enough to stop it racing this weekend. So we'll have to wait a few more weeks to see pro yard back. But he's certainly an exciting type the way he won that race after doing plenty of work in the first lap.
And there were four doubles in Hobart at the weekend as well. And when you're talking about Gareth Rattray, of course, he's carrying some famous colours this month.
Sure is, Shane. The Lee Plunkett Foundation colours, which is Harness Racing Australia's charity, leading drivers in every state. And we've got the leader in our state carrying the colours to advertise the foundation, which provides funding for a young person to do a scholarship, usually overseas for 2 weeks. I think Ellen Tormey from Victoria was a recipient last year. As well as that, they identify worthy charities and funds to support, to remember the legacy of the great Lee Plunkett.
Yeah, tremendous to see Gareth driving there on Friday night at Carrick and again in Hobart on Sunday, and he was to the fore with another double.
Well, the doubles went to Rattray, Rattray, Rattray and McKenzie at Hobart on Sunday
sounds
night,
like a,
Barry.
Sounds like a legal firm.
Could well be. We've got Barry, Todd and Gareth, of course, the Rat Rays and Juanita McKenzie. And Juanita followed up with her second double in two Sunday nights with her two training winners. The previous week at Launceston, she had won with Jabba Jaws and Mr. Lennox. And at Hobart, her winners were Jabba Jaws again. And our chain of command, he returned to form in the open class discretionary. He appreciated going back to the mobile start after putting in a good run in that record-breaking Danbury Park Cup the previous week. Barry and Todd, they were successful with Blue Pointer and Who is Hardeen. And Who is Hardeen, Blue Pointer first of all, now won 10 of his last 17. C8 horse, taking the step up into open company on Sunday night in the City of Launceston Cup, the $20,000 race, leading into the $40,000 Tasmania Cup at Hobart on the 21st of December. But Blue Pointer's drawn barrier 8, maybe an okay draw because he draws behind the speedy beginner, the majority. And it's certainly interesting to see how this horse goes at his first crack at the open class. Who is Hardeen? One of the lesser lights of the Rat Race stable. 4-year-old gelding was presented with an ideal scenario when he drew the pole in his heat of the Eric Reese Memorial. Never headed, won by 3 metres from M's Choice, and William Lee, a first starter for Melissa Main, and Gareth Rattray was third. $10,000 final, $8,500 consolation, again on the 21st of December at Hobart. And Gareth followed his Carrick double with the same at Hobart. First one was for Brighton trainer Billy Bates. Mac My Day, $22.80. And the 5-year-old gelding sprinted quick to win the C3C4 by 3.5 metres from Original Art and deliver the goods. And the other one was for Mount Seymour trainer Campbell Watt. And that, of course, is a 4-year-old mare, Sweet Pea Jasper. She's been a great money spinner for the Watt family. She charged across from a wide draw, got the lead, and won comfortably by 3 metres from Metro Digby with a long way back to noteworthy Lombo in third place.
Yeah, certainly some great performances there over the weekend. And we've got more action coming up this weekend with Launceston on Sunday night, first of all.
Well, it's only 2 weeks away now from the state's leading harness race for the season, the Tasmania Cup, and the City of Launceston Cup Race 7, the Tasmanian Medical Laboratory City of Launceston Cup, is an ideal lead into that premier race for the year. $20,000 mobile. Two interstate visitors, although both have got strong Tasmania connections, have made the race even more interesting. The first of those is number one, the majority for Paul Breck, now trained in Victoria by that gentleman. Certainly got a good record here before it did go to Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria for four starts combined at those three venues over the last couple of months. It won three in a row here in September. So it's good to see the majority back drawing the pole in this big race. And the other one to keep a big eye on is Outback Mac, an injury-prone 8-year-old. This will only be Outback Mac's second start in almost 3 years. And I recall looking through the trial results, I think it might have been Milton 2 or 3 weeks back, and I noticed that Outback Mac did trial there and seemed to go okay. So, yeah, lightly raced, plenty of ability, but geez, almost 3 years with only one run is a long time away from the track, and difficult to get a horse up to this level. It will be required on that sort of a preparation. But if anyone can do it, I'm sure that Rowan can, Rowan Hadley. And it's also good to see him back driving too this week, Rowan. The locals, Riverboat Jasper, draws barrier 2. We'll appreciate the mobile. Run, rip along, 2 good fifth placings at Milton in the last 2 weeks. Truly Blissful, he's the horse that set up the record-breaking pace in the Danbury Park Cup. Blue Pointer, we've mentioned on the second line. Remember, Joe, forget he's running the Danbury Park Cup. He just got too far back in that race that was run at breakneck speed. And Gugliani, a win in the third at Milton in recent weeks, and now chain of command was back to his best with a solid win at Hobart last Sunday night. Second good race on the card at Launceston on Sunday is the Northern Tasmanian Light Harness Association Cup Final. Mick Will Rev, Major Callum, Hello Good Shanks and Margin Girl have got the best form in the race, but it will be no surprise to see another horse knock them off. You've got a horse like Put 'em Back who's dropped back in class now. He's dropped back to a C3, I think, this race start, and with a claim he comes back to a C2. So certainly very well placed, Put 'em Back. And Little Vance, a lot has shown that he can race pretty well in this company. Will Be Doc's always handy, Double D, plenty of chances. And the other highlight at Launceston on Sunday night is the non-winners final. It did look like being a good race between Angel or Demon and Pro Yart. Well, Pro Yart's now out of it. And Angel or Demon's come up with a perfect draw. Probably go around very short, this 4-year-old mare, for breeder, trainer, driver Shelley Barnes, and she could well make it 2 from 2.
And the second of the double meeting for the weekend is Devonport on Monday night with seven races on the card.
Yes, seven there, Shane, and got a couple of good lead-in times for the first two, so expect good turnover on races one and two at Devonport on Monday night. In race one, we've got the first of the situations in Tasmania where the claimers are coming back into a C3 or better race, and this one is a C4, C5, and that only occurs when the claim has been deleted or there's no claimer program for the weekend across the two meetings in Tasmania. And this weekend, of course, it was deleted. And we've got Lucky Dave, Baby Achoo, Ardlusa Express and Mel Park Maestro taking advantage of that new clause where they can come back into a C4, C5. If they want to be drawn as a C4, they've got a $4,000 price on them. It'll be interesting to see how this race pans out. The other good race on the card is race two, where Barragoola has run two good placings recently at Carrick and Burnie. Gets the ideal draw at Devonport coming out of Barrier 1 on Monday night. Safety Girl and Always a Show are both smart three-year-olds who've got exposed form. And Par Will is a first starter for Brent Parrish by Diver Devil out of Adelina, making him half-brother to Annalada. And it was 4th or 6th in the Carrick Trials on the 29th of November. That doesn't sound all that flash, but it was very close up behind a horse called Berry D'Amour, and it was a pretty slippery time. So Par Will's obviously got some ability at his first race start in race two on Monday night.
So for all the information you need for Launceston and Devonport, just head to the tasracing.com.au website. The Punter's Corner is there. All the news, all the gear changes, the drivers, and their most recent form is all there for you to give you the edge on Tasmanian harness racing. Thanks for your time again today, Kev.
You summed that up very well, Shane, and my pleasure again.
Big card of racing coming up in Launceston on Sunday night. Nine races for the Launceston Pacing Club. To tip us all the winners, Jamie Cockshutt. How are you, Jamie?
Yeah, good, Shane.
Now, race number five is the first leg of the quaddie. It's the Northern Tasmanian Light Harness Association Cup Final and a top field going around here.
Yeah, it's a very tricky race, Shane. You know, numerous changes. Mick Wilrev, he's always had a big rap on him, Mick Wilrev, coming through his two-year-old and three-year-old days. Now he's a four-year-old. He draws to advantage in the race. As long as he steps over, he finds the lead. He's going to take plenty of running down, but I wouldn't get carried away in taking silly odds on him because I'm just not sure where he's at present. And it's interesting to note that Gareth's Rattray's regular driver's on Hello Goodshanks. So, yeah, just was a bit of a reservation there. Hello Goodshanks, we'll get on to him now. He's had two starts for Melissa Main, been very good in both of them. Good winner at Devonport first up, then was a very good winner from the stand, Sitting Park. So he's got to be a hope. Major Cummins racing consistently. He's always a chance. And Mars and Gill's a pretty nice mare. Even though she's off the back mark, you know, she'll get into this race nicely and she'll take holding out. And you've got horses like Double D, Cookbooks, Corrado Dazzler on the juice and Wilby Dock, who's all got, you know, an each-way chance to be out surprising in a very open race. And there's a first newcomer to the state called Super Sub, trialled very well on Monday night at Hobart, so he's one good odds you need to keep safe as well. But I'll go two with a bit of a reservation, mate, from 5, 7 and 12 to fill in the placings in 8, 9, 11, mate, for the exotics, mate.
Okay, now race number six is for the three-year-old and older fillies, and the mare's an important early scratching coming out of race six.
Yeah, far as the, you know, she would have been the one to beat, but she, you just noticed, mate, she's a late scratching. So I'm going to jump on the stable, mate, Hughesy in. You know, she's only had two runs, hasn't it? You know, first start, just bad luck beat her, she galloped. Second start, she's still learning. She just about got there. She just didn't know what to do around the final corner of the Hobart, which is a bit tricky if you've got a bit of winning experience, but back to Launceston tonight. Although drawn seven, she's going to take plenty of beating. Stablemate Bish Parler resumes. Got a bit of ability, so you've got to keep safe as well. Dave Fox is the query runner. You know, she's a very smart filly from last season, but this year is pretty average first up at Hobart. But by all reports, she'll strip a lot bit of this as she had a bit of conditioner at Hobart, mate. So you've got to keep her very safe because at best, you know, she'd be too good for him, but it's not sure where she's at. And Joan Grant is a draws off a back race, going to give a good run through and has a chance at, you know, probably close to double figure odds. But keen on seven, Fierce End from 4 and 5, Big Parler, don't like this, and Joan Grant, mate.
Race number seven on the card is the City of Launceston Cup, two last start winners, Blue Pointer, and the old guy, our chain of command, back to his best last week.
Yeah, it's good to see the old fella win, mate, but, you know, he's got the right run, and you need a bit more luck tonight, mate. But very open race, this. You nearly got to take six or eight horses in the quaddie. Be $5, $6 a field, it should be, unless, you know, something jumps out of the ground or I've got it completely wrong. Just going to go River Bay Jasper's way. He's drawn well, drawn perfectly in two, so he'll either... He won't find the lead, I don't think, but he'll sit park, and he's very capable of sitting park the journey and trying to dictate the race from there. There might be a bit of pressure come round, like Giuliani and that, but you know, I just think River Bay Jasper's going to get the run he likes, and he's going to take plenty of beating. Giuliani will get on to him. He returns back from Melton, where he's quit himself very well in the heat in the final series. He's a tough type, but drawing the second row, he's going to have to make a mid-race move at some stage, and he might be standing three wide, because he does tend to go a little bit rough at times, but he does race better towards the field. Got the old boy, chain of command. He'll be hoping they go hard up front and get a run into it, and he'll take plenty of holding out. Truly blissful. Lead last starts from the stand. He's got plenty of gate speed from the mobile, and he's a sneaky chance of getting across, and geez, he goes and cheek from the stand at big odds. In track record time, only got run down on the line. The majority returns back. He's been everywhere, the majority of late, and he's come up with the poles. He's got the gate speed to hold up. Blue Point is absolutely airborne. He's going to join inside the second row. He's going to need luck. Remember, Joe, good first up, very average last start, so just not quite sure he's at. Run Ripalong, he's got a good hope as well with the right run. And Outback Mac returns from a lengthy layoff for Rowan Hadley. He's got plenty of ability, but just prefer to watch tonight, mate. Going to go two, River Jasper from 10 and 12, Giuliani, chain of command, then numbers 1, 3, 8, 9, mate, the spot out, the exotic close.
Now, the last leg of the quaddie, it's a claimer. The claiming races have been sensational of late, and we've got the likes of Cranbrae and TC Tutor clashing.
Yeah, very good races. Tricky race. There's probably four leading chances. We're going to go deliver the goods. You know, this all sucks me in all the time. It's going to probably be $8 to $10 in this race, and he's drawn to either find the lead or sit park, which is ideal for him. He's just a pretty one pace, but he keeps fighting, so he can take plenty of beating. Tissue Tutor's going very well. We've just got a tricky draw to overcome. Not quite sure where he's going to settle in the field. Same with Cranberry. And even the Family Guy resumes. He was in brilliant form last season, but he's drawn wide as well. So I'm going to go three each way to deliver the goods from numbers 5, 6 and 7. Cranberry, Tissue Tutor and the Family Guy, mate. Numbers 1 and 8 can run a place at big odds, especially saluting inside. Maybe three pegs, and pull on the pegs, can bob up at probably 30, 40 to 1 to run a place, mate.
Now, how much are you suggesting we should be spending on the quality to get a collect?
I'm going to have to spend a fair bit, mate. First leg, we'll just go 2, 5, 7, 10, 11 and 12. Secondly, we'll just go a few in one out now. In the cup, we'll have to go 2, 3, 8, 10 and 12. The last leg, we'll go 3, 5, 6 and 7. $60 flex to give you 50% of the dividend, mate.
Any value bets or best bets on the card?
A couple of best bets. They're going to be short, but races 1 and 2 and... Angel or Demon was very impressive at Carrick. He should lead and win again. Mr. Lennox should win race 2, but he's going to be very short. Probably the better one out of the three of them, value-wise, if he race 6, number 7, Fusey, and probably be about $3. And looks a good gamble. Couple of value, race 4, number 9, Jasper Ruler. And in the cut, Riverboat Jasper, I'm really warming to him each way around the $6 quote. Couple of roughies, race 3, number 5, all about mod. She produced the best. She could get away with this at very good odds. She did run second in the Granny Smith only 6 months ago, so she brought that form. She'd be very hard to hold out at big odds. And Margin Gill will probably go around double figure odds in the Northern, the Light Harness Cup, mate. She's got a good hope at each way odds.
Okay, so that's Launceston on Sunday. What about Devonport on Monday night? 7 races on the card there. First leg of the quaddie is race 4.
Yeah, tricky little race. You know, Devonport, as we know, it's a leader bias track. Remember, pre-straw's ideally in one, so that's going to be a huge advantage, but resumes, and just not quite sure where he's at in his career at the moment. Pacquiao's racing very well. If he can find the breeze, he's going to take plenty of, you know, knocking off, like it is. Vice to lead as well, so he's going to be there. And the three horses off the back row are going to get good runs into crowded as a muscle raised bay and no time to think. But I'm going to go for Pacquiao, just hoping to find the breeze and probably prove too strong over the last 400 metres. From numbers 1, 2, 7, 8 and 9, mate. Can't really split them for the minor placings. Remember, pre-flight of his crowd, there's a muscle where they no time to think, mate.
Okay, now the second leg is the C1 only. It's race number 5. 7 runners to go round.
Billabong Birdie gets his chance here to break through. It was pretty good last Sunday at Hobart. Never had the best of luck. I've done a bit of work, and he's ideally in turn. If he can find the lead, I don't reckon I'll catch him up round Devonport, mate. While the smile's probably going to sit outside him, so but he's a chance as well. Regal Idea draws the second row, but he's the lone runner, so he's going to get a good run through, and he's got to be a chance on his very impressive Burnie win last start. And Mykota Casper, just drawn 4, bit of a tricky draw, but
Got me to 18th, but keen on 2, Billabong Birdie from 3 and 4. Wipe the 3, 4 and 7. Wipe the smile, Mike Cavacasa from Regal Idea, mate.
Now what about race number 6? This looks a tricky affair.
Oh, very tricky affair. You know, like a, it's not much winning form. Can we go one first up? Jeff Smith, Terrakeen. His horse is going okay at the moment. Just going to take the risk on him being fit enough to win. 3, Terrakeen. Johnny Yart racing well for Andrew Rawlings. He's going to get a good run for off the back row, being the lone runner. And then you've got another Metro resuming. He won last time he was at Devonport. And you've got Our Detar supporting last week, but drawn favourably on Monday night. Finds a lead. You know, it's got to, going to give a bit of cheek. And then you've got Butters and Bew Street, which would not surprise if they got up. We're just going to go 3, Terrakeen, but each way odds from 6 and 7. Another Metro and Johnny Yart, then 2, 4 and 5, mate.
Race number 7 on the card, again a small field, 6 runners, and again a number of chances.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Jazzy Jane Robinson Bossy, just a 2 here, and one of the 2 should win. The only one that could knock him off is probably Safe Gold, who's drawn ideally in 1. You know, it's going to be fitter for 2 runs back and looks the leader, and you know, if they leave it alone in front, you know, might be able to get away with Safe Gold. But Jazzy Jane Robinson Bossy, one of them's going to get the right run into the race on the back of the other one. Whichever one that is will win. So I'm just going to bank on Jazzy Jane because fitness on its side from Robinson Bossy, who's first up, and then 1 Chase Gold. So 5, 6, and 1 in the last one.
So it doesn't sound like we're spending as much at Devonport for the quadrilla.
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty hard, Shane. Firstly, you know, I'm going to have to go 1, 2, 4, 7, 8, 9. Second leg, we'll just go numbers 2, 3, and 7. The third leg will go 3, 4, 6, and 7. The last leg will go 5 and 6. So $36 flexi will only give you 25% of the dividend, mate.
Okay, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, no, it's pretty tough, actually, at Devonport. There's one in race 3 I like. Odin's Call Girl was very good at Burnie last start. Took Mick Real Rev all the way up the short Burnie straight to nail it right on the line. Drawn ideally, as long as it steps safely from the pole, from the stand on Monday night, I think she'll be getting the money around about the 350 mark, mate.
Race 3, number 1, Odin's Call Girl, the best for Devonport. Thanks for your time today, Jamie, and for all Jamie's tips and analysis on all the races coming up at the weekend, Launceston Sunday night, Devonport on Monday. Just head to tasracing.com.au. Go to the punter's corner, you'll find Jamie's face there. Don't be put off by that. Just look at the tips, and we look forward to your company again next week, mate.
All right, buddy. Cheers, mate.